Practice is a Health Alliance medical plan for State of Illinois employees and is accepting new patients. More information is available at 356-3736.
It should be mostly sunny and 48 degrees today in and around Champaign-Urbana. Ed Kieser will have details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. 2 weeks after Champaign County voters narrowly rejected a school facility sales tax, one school board appears ready to put the referendum on the ballot again. The Urbana School Board discussed the question last night and is expected to vote December 16th on seeking another referendum in the April 2009 election. School Board Vice President John Dimmitt says he attended a meeting of Champaign County school officials last week. He says rural school officials are ready to try again, but no more has to be done to sell the proposal to voters.
They were quite a bit mystified as to why the message of property tax abatement was not received as well as they thought it would be. But they also felt that there were certain actions that they could have taken to educate more of the voters about the issue that they failed to take.
The 1 cent sales tax passed in the Champaign and Urbana school districts but failed in almost every other part of Champaign County. Dimmitt says the bad economy makes now a difficult time to pass a tax increase. Still, he was surprised by the referendum's defeat in rural school districts, where the sales tax would have caused the greatest reductions in property taxes. Dimmitt says for the measure to succeed in a second try, supporters of the sales tax will need a longer, better-funded campaign to battle voter skepticism. The Urbana School District has reached an out-of-court settlement in a second complaint involving a victim of former schoolteacher John White. Under terms of an agreement filed in Champaign County Circuit Court yesterday, District 116 will pay $390,000 to a girl who was a former student of White's at Thomas Paine Elementary School. $117,000, or 30%, will go to the child's attorney, Ellen Bullock. The girl will receive the rest of the money in regular payments spread out over the next 50 years. Urbana school officials had no comment on the settlement at last night's school board meeting. The district earlier agreed to pay $300,000 to another victim to avoid a lawsuit. John White is serving a 60-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to child molestation charges involving 8 girls in Urbana and 2 girls in Normal. A judge has temporarily blocked the state of Illinois from moving inmates out of a central Illinois prison the governor wants to close, and a spokesman for the prison system says the state will comply. Johnson County Judge James Williamson yesterday ordered the Department of Corrections to stop moving prisoners out of Pontiac Correctional Center pending resolution of a lawsuit filed by the Prison Workers Union. The lawsuit claims the closure is creating safety concerns. A hearing is scheduled on December 1st. Henry Bayer, executive director of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, says he hopes Governor Rob Blagojevich will use the break to reconsider closing the prison. Derek Schnapp is a spokesman for the Department of Corrections. He says the state will do what the judge tells it to do. While Illinois is not even halfway through its fiscal year, it's becoming clear the state budget is in serious trouble. Sean Crawford reports Governor Rob Blagojevich has a plan, but the governor says he needs the help of lawmakers.
Blagojevich has authority to cut agencies under his control, and he's begun that process. But to trim spending in other areas, he needs the legislature's approval. Blagojevich wants the ability to cut up to 8% from schools, colleges and universities, local governments, state pension funding, and more. He'll ask the House and Senate to go along with him this week. But it's unlikely the plan can gather the needed support, especially with many lawmakers distrustful of the governor. Blagojevich spokesperson Kelly Quinn.
The governor realizes that the economy needs to be the top priority right now.
Illinois is like many states facing slower revenue growth as the nation's economy lags. Making the situation worse, Illinois also began the year with a budget way out of balance. Blagojevich, who's expanded government programs each year since he took office, supports a short-term borrowing proposal that could help pay off billions of dollars in bills from vendors. The governor is also asking the federal government for financial aid. I'm Sean Crawford.
Meanwhile, Representative Gary Hannig, the top budget expert for House Democrats, notes the fall session is almost over and says lawmakers haven't had any chance to study the governor's proposal. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says the chance is less than zero that Governor Rob Blagojevich will offer her President-elect Barack Obama's former seat in the U.S. Senate. Madigan yesterday said she doesn't think she was even being considered, and she's thinking instead about a possible run for the governor's job. The Chicago Democrat also said she liked her job as attorney general. Blagojevich has to name someone to replace Obama because the former junior senator from Illinois is headed to the White House. The governor has said he wants to name Obama's replacement by Christmas. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and WILM meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Find it interesting that the big three automakers will be back on Capitol Hill today on this, the 49th anniversary of Ford Motor Company announcing it was halting production of the Edsel.
Maybe that's where the whole thing started, the
Edsel. I don't
know if
that's foretelling of anything or not.
That's a legendary car, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought they were really, when they came out, I thought they were really cool. But just not right for the time, I guess.
Yeah, they just didn't sell. They're a little before my time.
They came out as a big, huge, heavy car at a time when everybody was downsizing.